This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Down in Springfield at Missouri State University, college students are getting food delivered to them via robot. Yes, you heard that right. Thanks to Starship Technologies, Missouri State has joined many other universities across the country in featuring 20 robots that will regularly deliver food across the school's campus. Joining us on to talk about this is Annie Hendrick. She's Campus Marketing Manager at Starship Technologies. Annie, good morning.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about these robots and how Starship originally got started making them.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, just the past week, we just launched at Missouri State University. We're so excited to be there. But Starship goes back quite a ways. So the company was actually founded in 2014, and it was by two of the co-founders of Skype, the video conferencing platform. So some incredible brains in this company. And then we started doing deliveries commercially in 2018, and we have been expanding ever since then.
I'm just guessing here that in this past week, a lot of students were ordering a lot of food just to see these robots moving across campus.
Yeah, absolutely. The first few weeks are so much shock and awe. I mean, people are just getting comfortable to the robots. Everyone's trying it out. It's a really exciting time.
How does this service work? I mean, I hear there's an app you download, and it's pretty much as simple as that.
Yeah, super simple. So students are just able to download the Starship Deliveries app, very much like a Grubhub or an Uber Eats. You just look through the different dining options there on campus. And then once they place an order, they can just place a pin anywhere on campus. So whether they want the robot to meet them at their dorm or the library, anything that's convenient, they can just drop a pin and the robot will go pick up the food and deliver it to them.
And what if you live on the fifth floor of a dormitory? Do you have to go downstairs to meet the robot?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the robots do stay outside and do stay on sidewalks. So you will have to come out of the door to meet them. But it's still just such a quick service that makes it very convenient.
Well, what if somebody just was horsing around and they wanted to stop the robot and maybe they're hungry, stop the robot and grab the food? Can you do that?
So unfortunately not. We don't allow anyone to kind of open the lid and take anything because that lid is locked throughout the whole journey. So once the merchant puts the food into the robot, that lid will then lock. And then once it arrives to the student, they're able to unlock it via their app. So only the person that ordered the food is able to unlock that robot. Yep.
Well, you've thought through this pretty carefully, Annie.
Yes, definitely. So the robots have, they have 12 cameras all the way around them. They use sensors and radars. And they also have an alarm system just in case anyone did mess with them. So they're very secure.
Huh. And you're mainly doing this on college campuses here in this country. How many schools have this robot system implemented now?
Yeah, so Missouri State University is our 25th campus here in the U.S. And then over in the U.K. and Finland and Estonia, we are actually doing grocery delivery. So we have a couple different ways that we run this service.
Well, Missouri State is the first university in our state to have this robot delivery system. How are schools, I mean, why'd you pick Missouri State first? And do they reach out to you or is it the other way around?
It can usually happen either way. Right now, we're getting a lot of requests from campuses just because they've seen the success of this delivery service. But Missouri State just seemed really perfect for us because the retail dining options are really, they have a great selection. They're run by Chartwells, which we partner with at other universities. And then also the layout of the campus is really perfect for robot delivery. It just allows really quick and easy delivery. And it also doesn't allow a lot of other delivery drivers and other people to come in and deliver. So students don't have a lot of options, and that's where the robots can come in and really, you know, give that service.
How much does the delivery service cost for students? If I want to have a meal delivered via robot, does it cost me more money?
Yep. So it's just about $249 for the delivery fee. And soon in the next couple of weeks, we'll actually integrate into the student tender and their meal plan. So students will be able to use all their dining dollars, anything else that they've already pre-purchased in their meal plan to order robots.
Oh, no kidding. Can the robots keep the food hot? Can they keep it cold?
Yeah, so they're fully insulated and they're also compartmentalized. So we can move the compartments to fit whatever needs the student has ordered. So you can have a smoothie in one part, a hot sandwich in the other, and it keeps it perfectly temperate.
Have you considered using this service to deliver things maybe other than food?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just the beginning of this technology. I think it could help in so many ways when it comes to delivering medicine or accessibility. So I think this is just the very start of this company.
So I'm just can't help but wonder how have students been responding to the robots, both at Missouri State and elsewhere across the country?
Oh, they love them. It's one of my favorite parts. I was on campus last week and just watching people react to them. And then also the robots speak. So when they deliver food, they say, you know, hello, here's your delivery. They say thank you. And then students can also order songs to be played through the robots. So just seeing people react to that is definitely my favorite part of working with the robots.
So when the robot pulls up to my dorm, it can be playing a song that I want to hear.
Absolutely. Yep. You can order it as just like you order your food. And once the robot delivers, it'll sing your song.
What do these robots look like?
So we'd like to kind of compare them to a motorized cooler. So we keep them really simple. And because we understand that putting a new technology in a new community is a little bit difficult and takes a little bit of time. So we keep them very, you know, very sleek, very educational on the outside. There's not a lot of busyness on the outside, but it makes them very welcoming to students, which just allows us to get into that community a little bit easier. And people just end up loving the robots.
So can they cross the street? How do they maneuver around safely without getting hit? And I'm wondering, is that something that can be a problem for robots at times?
Yeah, so with our mixture of the cameras, the radars, the sensors, and GPS, they're able to make it around campus completely autonomously. And then that also allows them to detect obstacles. So if a dog was in front of them or a student stepped in front of them, it knows to stop and then go around that obstacle. And then they can cross streets. We actually cross globally around 170,000 streets a day. So the robots have gotten very good at it. They're incredibly safe and they take their time before making decisions. But then they will cross the street once they know there's no obstacles coming.
I got so many questions. What happens if it snows, Annie?
The robots are actually incredible in snow. So they were created in Estonia, which is very, very snowy. So they can pretty much operate. If the campus is open, the robots are operating. Of course, if there's a blizzard and things need to close down, then we'll keep the robots in for that day. But other than that, they do very well.
Do they run on batteries or what kind of power source?
They do. So they're fully electric and we're able to just charge them there on campus where we have a small team running them. And then they can operate for up to 16 hours a day. So they're pretty much out from like the beginning of dining in the morning when that Starbucks opens until late night hours.
Is there a Starship office at Missouri State now? And who's responsible for maintaining these machines?
Yeah, so we hire a team, usually of students, a lot of engineering students on each campus. And then they stay there on the campus to watch over the robots. They're able to help, you know, our restaurants and other partners as well. But that's another great thing that I love is we really give these students first world experience and then hire, you know, people that are already interested in robotics and keep it very local to that campus.
Well, can I ask how much does one of these things cost?
Yeah, so they're pretty much the same as a very high-end laptop. So the technology and the growth in this company has really allowed us to keep costs low, which then allows the delivery to be very low to customers.
You know, you mentioned Starship is also doing some work in Europe in environments that aren't college campuses. Tell us more about what you guys have going across the pond there.
Yeah, so we usually work in suburbs. We first launched in Milton Keynes, which is a suburb outside of London. And over there, we partner with very big supermarkets. So people are able to do their grocery shopping, their top-up shopping. And it works really well in those environments because they're such kind of small suburbs that are built around very nice sidewalk outlines. So the robots get around really well. And it's just really fun to see the delivery over there because it's a lot of little kids ordering snacks after school and things like that. So It's a little bit different, but it's really cool.
Well, at what point am I going to be able to sit on my couch here in Kansas City and have a robot simply bring me whatever I want for dinner, Annie?
Steve, it's closer than you may think. We're definitely looking to expand and find new markets that work really well with robot delivery. But we do try to be really strategic about making sure that where we do launch our robots, they'll perform really well. We want to make sure those delivery times are low. You know, we want to keep costs low. So we're really strategic about making sure that we're choosing the correct places where this will take off.
It's so interesting. That's Annie Hendrick. She's a campus marketing manager at Starship Technologies. Annie, thanks for joining us this morning and telling us all about the robots down there at Missouri State. Good luck with it.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.